Hey, I'm Sarah Bivens.
And I'm Matthew Bivens.
And this is the Doing It at Home podcast, the only podcast dedicated to empowering, loving, and honest conversations around home birth. What started as a fun way for us to document our own home birth journey has turned into a platform for sharing birth stories, resources, and education with the goal of empowering mamas and families to make the birth decisions that work best for them.
Plus, we get into the antics, breakdowns, and breakthroughs of our own experience of marriage and parenthood.
All right. You ready, babe?
Yep. Let's do it, mama.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Doing It at Home. I am Sarah Bivens, and with me, with his goofy face, and he's trying to mess me up, make me laugh, as always, is Matthew Bivens.
What's up, mama?
Hi.
Well, hello.
Yeah. Here we are. Mm-hmm. We're in our living room. We're not in the office. This is new.
Yeah,
we're different.
We've been recording a lot today. And so yes. I said, let's get out of the office.
Switch it up.
And let's sit on our fluffy couch and fluffy floor.
Fluffy.
Squishy couch and fluffy floor. Fluffy carpet.
You have gemstones on you. Just letting you know.
I probably have gemstones
Hazard
in me.
Hazard of having an almost 4-year-old daughter.
The other day,
there are gemstones and little sticker things.
Yeah, the other day I had one in the middle of my forehead, and I forgot. And we were in the car, and she said, "Dad, you have a sticker on your forehead." I said,
"Yeah, I've showed up places and met with other adults for like non-kid related things. I think I met with some friends for tea or something, and I had one of them said, "What's that?" It was a puppy dog sticker like on my chest, and I thought, "Oh, no, don't worry about that. It's just." Part of my outfit.
I mean, Maya's put stickers on our butts that we've walked around with.
Yes, that's true.
One of my favorite times, this was intentional. Maya and I wore colored googly eyes as earrings.
Oh, yeah.
And we went to, I don't know where we went, but it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, the joys.
Gemstones.
Gemstones. Well, welcome, everyone. We're really excited to have you here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate you. You're basically the best. And we
Pretty
think
much.
You're awesome. So, should I do a listener review shout out? We haven't done one of those in a while.
Yeah.
I did one recently and it was really awesome.
M. Bivens is the coolest.
Not exactly. I'm sure it's very close. Very, very close to that.
No, that's the name of the reviewer because I probably have gone in.
Oh, because you did it
reviews.
For yourself. Okay. Well, this is not this. This is Mariah Gall. And this review, the title, though, is You Guys Are the Best.
Oh,
so that's
okay.
Basically as close as you can get without it you being you doing
that's,
it for yourself.
That's such a nice thing to say. Thank you.
You guys are the best. It says, discovered your podcast through Instagram. I'm 21 and my man and I are not quite ready for babies, but I've been a birth junkie forever. I love hearing friends and family's tales of birth, and I already know I want to have a midwife and give birth at home or in a birth center. Your podcast has given me so much and given me so much and given me so much info and confidence and makes me so excited to experience this life-changing season of life that pregnancy and birth is. Thank you, Mariah.
That's so awesome.
Heck
Mariah.
Yeah. We think
you're like
the best.
So ahead of the game thinking about birth.
For real, though.
21 and
oh,
I was
man.
I was thinking about not having a kid at 21.
Very much, yes. Yeah, I was on all the things you could do to avoid that I was doing.
My maturity level
mainly
was
not having
there.
Sex. Although at 21, no, I started doing that around 20. So anyway, that's a whole other conversation. That's a whole
you just
other,
got a
little weird.
Yeah. Is
Sorry.
There anything you want to share about that?
No, I didn't mean to do that at all. I was just saying, yeah, frame of mind and stuff. Very much we were in the, but not even if you are not wanting to conceive at that age, that's totally fine. But I wouldn't have been in any place of a conscious conversation about it. Like, that's the point. Yeah. I mean, I was very concerned about happy hour and 2-for-1 at the, you know, Midtown bar.
What was the bar that you frequented?
Balls. I kid you not. Called Balls. And I don't think it's open anymore. I think it got shut down for probably so many reasons. I don't even think I would, you know, clean the floor with what they were serving there in terms of alcohol. Like, I wouldn't even. Anyway, yeah. And the funny thing about it is on your credit card, your debit card statement, it read Ball's Bookstore. So many of my friends whose like parents monitored their debit cards and such, that did not become an issue because they were going to a bookstore. But yeah, balls. And it was just like there, that area of where the bars are. If anyone who's familiar with Gainesville, Florida and knows what I'm talking about,
or
please reach out.
Any
college town anywhere, but this specifically, just because we know this, this bar, I believe, was just an alley that they then covered and put, you know, two doors and a covering over kind of thing. I'm pretty sure it was in between buildings. And then they just like, yeah, we can make this a bar. Let's call it Balls. So that's,
this
yeah.
is where Sarah spent her
yep,
college years.
My, how far I have come.
I think the big point in all of this is that, Mariah, you are way more mature than we were at 21.
Yes, don't go anywhere called Balls.
Don't go anywhere called Balls. And Mariah, thank you for taking the time out to review the podcast.
Yes.
Because you didn't have to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, you listening alone just is so cool. So awesome. But like, you went above and beyond to leave us a review. And we're really, really grateful for that. And we're just happy that, you know, this podcast could be some form of information and entertainment and empowerment for you. That's a beautiful thing. So thank you for sharing that with us, Mariah.
And sending you and your partner best wishes and love, and to hit us up and let us know as things evolve in your world. We would love to know about that, of course, and have you on the show.
Yeah. And if anybody else listening wants to leave us a review,
yes,
they can do that on whatever podcast app you use, if it's Apple Podcasts or Google or all that. Wherever you can leave reviews, you can do that. You can also rate us and subscribe.
And subscribe.
That's the big one, because you may not know, but it actually helps the show get discovered by people.
Yes. Listen to Matthew, everyone. He's more of the back end guy. So he.
Oh, I'm a back end guy.
Oh, dear. Talking about balls and back ends. Sorry, everyone. we went there today. It's been a long day.
It's been a while for us to do these solo
we're
episodes.
Getting our sea legs.
Yeah. So we're getting so derailed today. Yeah. Okay. So wherever you listen, you can rate, review, subscribe, and we would love to connect with you in those ways.
Yes. And on that vein, real quick, other ways you can connect: our social media accounts. We're on Instagram, DIAH Podcast. We are on Facebook, and we have our private Facebook group, which is jamming right now. It's so awesome. It's so fun to be a part of. We've got more engagement. We're sharing more there. We're doing more there. There's exclusive content that drops in there first, and things that you'll find in there that you won't find anywhere else that we're doing. So join that group. It is free for now to join. That may not be the case forever. So get it while it's getting.
What's it called?
It's called Doing It at Home Birth Group. So you could put that into the search. Also, you know, if you don't find it via that search, it's linked in any episode. It's linked from our Facebook page and in our link tree on our Instagram account. So there are many ways to get to it.
And so, we went live there today.
We did. We talked about stuff that's kind of relevant to today's conversation in a sense. So we'll pause on that for a moment. And lastly, the gear, the swag, Doing It at Home, shirts, tanks, sweatshirts, sweaters, mugs, even for your doula or midwife in your life. Check them out. Go get them. I saw a really cool post on Instagram the other day. One of our followers, I think it reshared a post of photos of the tanks that say "Have babies where you make them." And she said, "Take all my money Doing It at Home." Like, here, just take it. Take all my money so I can get these shirts. I thought it was so awesome.
We don't want to do that.
We don't
want to.
No.
We definitely love creating some cool stuff.
But
so.
That's like awesome. A funny phrase.
I know
that
it's
people
a fun-
say. Okay. No, but I mean, like,
I
mean, in terms
phrase?
Of like cool kids and stuff, you know, the posts that, you know, when lit was cool and when like, just here's
I
my money.
Know.
Like, that's what people. Okay. Well, I kind of did.
You knew that. Take all my money.
I mean,
you
yes, I get it.
That.
I get the reference, but it's like people say it a lot with other things. Let's move on. This is bad. Let's move on.
This is our third tangent.
No, no more. Tangent, all right. No more.
We're locking it in.
So that's the swag, and the link to it is from our website and every other place. Like I said, you can get links to all the things to go to.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame, so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
All right, today, my dear, all my dears, and then you right in front of me, dear, is how to get your partner on board for home birth. This is something that comes up often. We see it, you know, in any sort of dialogue or thread where other home birthers are sharing, you know, challenges that might come up in the decision-making process or along the way in the journey. And it's up there with, I would say, and tell me if you agree with this, the top two challenges I would say that come up around the choice to have a home birth are, one, getting on the same page with your partner. And then also, and I'm not even sure which one is greater, but or we see more examples of the fear of judgment or stuff from friends, family, loved ones, even strangers, you know, yeah. Just the judgment and the comments and the stuff that can come up around that. So those are big ones, yeah. Biggies.
And just to kind of clarify, if anybody needed it, what we're talking about when talking about getting your partner on board, that's where mom or birthing person is clear that they want to have a home birth and their partner is not so clear.
Yes.
And so the partner may be on the fence. They might be totally against it.
Yeah. They're not even near the fence.
They might even, yeah, they may not even be near the fence.
There is no fence.
And so that happens a lot. It happens so often because many times, you know, mom or birthing partner has been thinking about that, you know, like, okay, well, I want to be pregnant one day. And when I am pregnant, where do I want to have this baby? What experience do I want to have? So they tend to go and do their research and poke around and search for podcasts and, you know, talk to people. And so a lot of times from what we hear and kind of what happened with us, but they are, you know, on board with home birth or at least moving in that direction well before a partner is.
That's the scenario.
Yeah, that's the scenario
in question that we are discussing here. It is entirely possible, and we have had examples on the show where partner, non-birthing person, is actually for home birth and are seeking to influence the birthing person or mom to have a home birth. I would say it's so less common. And in those cases, you would probably find maybe the partner already experienced a home birth, or maybe they themselves were a home birth or have other children. And, you know, that there's likely experience with it.
You just haven't heard it as much.
Right. And you just don't hear it as much. Yeah. So that's not what we're talking about in this case. However, we're obviously happy to have that dialogue and go into that more. But this is for, because we've heard in the community, those who might be struggling with this process of, you know, when we say getting on board, that's just kind of the terminology for it. But it's more so just how do you have loving, understanding, highly communicative conversations around this for everyone to feel supported and heard, and everyone has a voice. So that's what we're talking about. And so, yes, it's getting on board, but it's really both of you seizing what I believe is a really great opportunity. And, you know, we'll get into that. But yeah, so that's the setup. And let's go into for a second why you might not be on the same page. There could be a variety of reasons, right? I think that's going to be different couple to couple and, you know, partnership to partnership. I would say one of the top things is partner has literally no context for birth or any prior experience with it other than they themselves being born. But any stories or dialogue around birth is terrifying, horrifying Hollywood depictions, and or just not on the radar at all, which if the partner is a man, probably not being primed or prepped at points in their life for what birth is like or what to expect or how to talk about it. So for the unsuspecting partner to have home birth thrown at them in a way or brought up to them, yeah, it could be extremely shocking and just out of the realm of anything they've talked about.
Yeah. I mean, if you have little to no context or understanding or whatever information around it, then the typical response is to feel uncomfortable, maybe be fearful of it, be defensive around it. And then, that was a burp.
Lovely.
And then with birth, I mean, it's like you mentioned, there's so many of the depictions are traumatic and you know, just things that you don't want to do. And then birth itself is very highly medicalized. So you that the birth the partner might be thinking, well, this is a medical thing. We need medical intervention. We need all this, you know, this medical assistance.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about doing this medical thing at home. They might think it's similar to doing like a surgery at home.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, wait. You're talking about taking your appendix out here?
Oh gosh.
Yeah, I'm just like I wouldn't be shocked if they were sort of similar.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like a medical procedure and a birth.
Very incongruent, right? You know, hospital things happen in a hospital. Why would you bring a hospital thing into a home?
Yeah. And so if that's where the partner is, then yeah, you may not see eye to eye on that first conversation.
Yeah. What do you think about this too? We were talking about this a second before we hit record. I think there could also be in an effort and in a stance to be a great partner, you know, whether you're married or you're in a partnership or whatever, you want to be great for your partner, right? So for the non-birthing parent to be presented with this thing, I feel like now there might be this whole wave of pressure they might take on within themselves that, wait, this thing's going to be in our house now? Like, I'm not trained in this. I'm not educated in this. I'm not skilled in this. Like, I'm going to have to do things now. And I'm going to have to. So do you think there could be, you know, a fear or a pressure that comes in with, like, I'm now fully responsible for this whole thing? Oh my God. And it's just like really overwhelming.
I imagine. I mean, if you think about it, if I were to put myself in the shoes of that individual, I would say, okay, if we do birth in a hospital, then I might be the fourth, fifth, sixth support option.
Right. Down the line.
You got the birth, or you got the doctor, and then you got the nurses, you got all that. And then I'm here to just kind of like make sure that I can wipe my wife's brow.
Yeah.
But then if you're doing it at home, you now jump up the list potentially in that partner's mind. Like, oh, now I'm the main supporter and I'm, you know, so yeah, I think that could absolutely be one of the fears that kicks in.
Yeah.
It makes sense. There's so many stuff. I mean, there's so many fears around birth. Just, anyway, so for home birth to be presented to a person who hasn't been thinking about that, doesn't have a lot of context. I mean, if they're like me and they just pictured people outside with no shoes on giving birth in fields, then
right.
You might have a couple of
some resistance.
Just a little
sure.
Bit.
So I think we've established now, and maybe any of what we just said is your situation right on to a T, or you know someone, or I don't know, or you just can identify with it, right? Or you just appreciate the different perspectives. The reasoning, it's, you know, it's going to be different. It's going to be situational, person to person and couple to couple. So that being said, the reasons could vary, but I believe we've come up with a nice little 5-step, let's say, way to look at this, that you can approach it really powerfully and with the intention to come to some greater understanding and move forward in the way that best serves you and your family. So that's where we're at. And I believe a combination of these 5 steps is really going to put you in a great place.
Mm-hmm.
So
cool. Let's dig in.
First one is, you, birthing person, mama, whomever, get clear first and foremost internally with yourself on why you're feeling drawn to home birth or why you're making that choice. Or, you know, because you might be still kind of going back and forth on the spectrum of where you're at with it. But if it's on the table because you're thinking about it, why? Why are you thinking about it? Or why are you clear that that's what you want? That getting clear in that for me, from my perspective, is helpful not to justify or present this case or this like presentation to your partner, but it's more so that's just the clearer you are, the clearer the space you're going to be coming from.
And the clearer you're going to be able to, you know, share.
Right, right. And articulate. And
yeah.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you have any other point on that? Any other thought on that?
No, well, because, okay, so if let's just role play and let's say that I was not even thinking about home birth, planning hospital, blah, blah, blah. And then you came to me with that. And I started peppering you with what if questions and all sorts of different things. You know, I might try to talk you down. You know, I might, you know what I mean? All these different things. And so if you aren't clear within yourself why you are leaning towards it or why you're making that choice, then yeah, it could be kind of an interesting conversation. So I don't necessarily think that the person who's going to give birth has to have all their facts and figures.
No.
You know, like, well, the statistics say, but to your original point, just getting clear as to why you're drawn to it and why you are thinking about making that choice.
Coming from that heartfelt place. And so that's one.
Point number one. Yes.
Two, after that, I think this could follow very shortly after, is once you have shared it and you've shared it to the best of your ability in terms of coming from that clear, heart-centered space, is allowing for some processing, allowing the space for your partner to have come up, whatever's coming up for them,
to feel how they're going to feel,
to have questions, stuff, muck. And because especially, again, this is going to be your situation. If this is an entirely new concept for this person, you know, to just allow for that. And that's where I think getting clear with yourself. And if to get clear with yourself, that means having conversations with other home birthing moms, birth workers, reading a couple things, watching a couple things beforehand, you know, do that so that you can be a little bit more patient and understanding of whatever thing is coming. Cause you've had some time to process potentially if you're clear on this and you know, you're going into this conversation together. So you just allow for that. And, I think that will bear some beautiful fruit by just giving that space.
Yeah. Just holding that space, understanding. I mean, you know, your partner, so you could probably understand if they were to have some reactions, some, you know, visceral reactions, you probably can understand it and put yourself in those shoes. So do that prior to bringing the conversation up. And then understand that it's going to be most likely one of many potential conversations, especially if they're really not interested in home birth, really not on board. Then it's like, okay, we're going to talk about this.
Yeah.
And so for that initial one, present it, allow them to feel, and, you know, keep moving from there.
And to keep moving, number three,
after
you've allowed for that space, so think of that as kind of letting it simmer and marinate a little bit. And then three, take some time and conscious effort to understand the perspective of where your partner is coming from in whatever is manifesting for them, whether it's the fear, judgment, you know, shock, whatever that is. Take a moment to evaluate based on how you understand this person, what you know about them, their upbringing, you know, any previous exposure to birth or and their relationship to health related things. You know, just taking all that kind of into account when you look at, okay, I could kind of see why they would be saying this or why they would feel this. And that is a nod to a staple in this house, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. And one of the habits being seek to understand before being understood.
Yeah, that's going to take you so far in life.
It really
and in this type of conversation.
Yes.
You know, then that's what we talk about with the space. You know what I mean? Like when you create that space, it's a space for them to express themselves how they're going to, how you know, honestly.
Yeah.
And for you to not judge them. And for then you to ask the questions to then understand why they might be scared.
Yeah.
Understand why they might be pushing back. Understand why they might be whatever.
Yeah.
You know? Because I think once they feel understood, it opens the door for them to then work on understanding you a little bit more.
100%. Defensiveness does not disarm defensiveness.
Ah, no, it doesn't.
It doesn't. Acknowledgement, empathic listening and understanding, compassion, that brings down those walls.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, they share and then you say, okay, if I'm understanding you correctly, you know, you're one of your fears is blah, blah, blah. Or this makes you uncomfortable because of X, Y, and Z.
And just to throw in there, and I get that. I get why you would feel that way because of X, Y, and Z. Because of what your mom said her birth was like. Because of what you saw in that movie. Because of the fact you don't know anyone who's had a baby besides your mom. You know, whatever those things are to... That just goes such a long way, I feel like, in the human experience to have someone say, I get and understand why you would feel that way. Even if I don't agree, you know, like we still might not be both on board for home birth necessarily, but I can totally understand why you would have that fear because of X, Y, and Z. And I just think there's a lot to be said for someone just feeling understood as it relates to something that is new or scary or whatever for them.
Agreed.
So number four, facilitating for your partner, and facilitating could look like many different things. It could be like actually connecting them with people, or it could just be suggesting, but facilitating your partner to have conversations with people outside of you on this topic.
Which is amazing, because basically you're saying go and get some other perspectives.
Yes.
Potentially go and learn a few things. Mm-hmm. And hear some stuff that is going to show you another side to birth.
Yeah.
And so I think it's absolutely, whether it's midwives or doulas or other people who've had babies in different places, maybe, you know, birth center or at home, or watching in some videos or listening, or like we watched so many different documentaries and movies that did a lot for me. Because whenever I would hear an expert or a doctor or an OB talk about how natural birth was, talk about how, you know, when you just let things flow and mom is in a healthy space, like things tend to progress in a smooth way. Hearing medical professionals say that stuff was big for me. It was very big for me. And so I love this point that you came up with of like, facilitate it.
Yeah.
Help them to, and maybe even approach the conversation with some resources already on your mind, so that let's say at the end of the seeking to understand, they say, okay, well, do you have anything for me to do? And well, actually I do. And you could point them in the direction.
Mm-hmm. And this is something we talked about in an interview with a mama recently on how, you know, we all have different learning styles. So as it relates to something new that we're exploring or navigating, and throw in, we might have some fear and just uncertainty about it. Think about how you know your partner to be. And maybe it's, here's a podcast episode, you know, on your way to work, you could listen to this, or while you're doing whatever, listen to this, or, you know, here's an excerpt of a book, or here's the whole book, or, you know, I know so-and-so, they'd be happy to talk to you, you know, to share their experience or this and that, you know, whichever kind of modality or, you know, variation of information that'll resonate with them. So,
and it brings us to point number five.
Point number
five,
which
I think is my favorite point.
It is, because I mean, it ties it all together, and also, yeah, I'll hold that point until after I
share it, and then share your
number five. Ultimately, look at this whole thing, this not being on the same page, as a great opportunity to level up your communication, your intimacy, and your partnership.
Yes.
Bam. Like the whole thing. Because if you think about it, actually, Bivens, these five points that we outlined, if you removed birth, I mean, these things I feel are evergreen regardless of the topic that you're not on the same page about.
Yeah,
this is really just like how to navigate interpersonal communication skills as a couple, as a unit, as a family, and we're just applying birth to it.
Anything. It could be the really way you want to raise your kids, whether you want to do what type of school to send them to, if you guys are on the different opposing pages, what foods to feed your kid, you know, it's like all sorts of stuff, all sorts of stuff. And the points that you put together, it's just about how to be able to show up maturely in a conversation, understand the other person, you know, adopt their perspective and have an effective conversation with another person.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's not about home birth.
Because it won't stop there.
No, it won't stop there. And
it didn't begin there, and it won't stop there.
Exactly. And what's beautiful is that this is an opportunity for you to level up.
Yeah.
And any level up opportunity that you have throughout the course of talking about birth, pregnancy, mm-hmm. you know, even when you're parents, you want to take advantage of those opportunities.
It behooves you.
And break through. And breakdown's okay.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you and I don't shy away from conversations that can create breakdown, because what we're ultimately playing for is breakthrough.
Right.
And so that's, I mean, that's what creates synergistic, sexy, awesome, connected relationships. Mm-hmm. Is like there's friction and then there's tension, and you're able to move through it and then ultimately rise above and get to a new level, like breakthrough to a new level. And so, you know, these points can help you just to break through in the new level. In this case, we're talking about being on opposite sides of the fence of home birth. But like you said, it applies to everything.
Yes. So birth, the birth decision is just the container for this opportunity. You know, it's just the box that it's coming in. You know, circumstances like it are going to keep popping up.
Yeah, they are.
So.
And your ability to navigate them is going to be a huge factor in when you are retelling an experience to other people.
Mm.
The space that you're coming from.
Right.
You know, like, how are you guys?
Yeah.
Oh, man, we're tremendous. We're awesome. We're thriving. Really? Well, the reason probably why you can say you're thriving in your relationship is because you can navigate minefields.
The stuff, yeah.
You can navigate the stuff and you aren't afraid of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, how are you guys? Yeah, it's you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's very different, because stuff probably comes up and you aren't able to navigate it powerfully. So this is like, you could tell Sarah and I really enjoy this point in particular.
Yes, yes.
This is the juicy stuff of life and relationships that, you know, quite frankly, this is what we do.
Yeah.
You know, this is what we do as coaches, and to apply these types of thinking and approaches into home birth, it just allows you to create such an incredible experience to where at the end of it, you feel so much closer to your partner. Yes, because you went through an incredible experience of bringing a baby earthside, but because the two of you also synced up in ways that you weren't expecting.
Yes. And to apply these five steps in the choice of how and where you birth and anything else in life is not limited to the two of you figuring it out on your own. In fact, I would speak for both of us when I say we encourage you to not be the only two people involved in this conversation on how you move forward, whether it's your birth choice, your parenting choices, your relationship, because it's not done alone. If it's just the two of you pinging back and forth all day, staying rooted in your whatever fears we all bring to the table and our beliefs, seeking to change the other person, and it's just you two smacking that paddle back and forth, that ball in between, not much is going to change. So we highly encourage utilizing your community, your tribe, your village to, you know, help raise your kids and yourselves as individuals. So that's what we do really, really well. And so if you are interested in applying these five steps or anything in between them, reach out. We're here, you know, to support and to hold space. And this is like Matthew said, what we do. So just throwing that out there, you know, we're available and we are resources.
Yeah. I mean, Sarah individually works with moms. I individually work with dads, and together we work with couples.
Yep.
And we help you navigate this and so much more.
Yes.
Because there's so many really powerful life skills that you bring to the table or you don't bring to the table in a scenario like a home birth, like expanding of a family. And so the more of these tools and mindsets and things that you have and that you have experience with, just the better you're going to be able to navigate things and really create the experience you want. So
yeah.
What if someone was interested, what's the best email?
Email hello@diahpodcast.com. Yeah, and that'll go to both of us and we'll be able to address it appropriately from there. And let's just do a really quick recap. So the five steps again: one, get very clear for yourself. Two, allow for that space, hold that space for your partner. Three, take time to understand their perspective. Four, facilitate a way for your partner to have resources outside of you, conversations ideally. And five, really just looking at this as an opportunity to better yourselves as a couple, as parents. And, you know, what you will ultimately choose together collectively, because it will be a collective decision, even if it's more on the side of what one originally proposed. It's a joint decision. So to remember that, and it might look different from how you originally thought it was going to look when you entered into these conversations. In fact, it likely will. And just to remember, you know, no one's a victim and no one's a villain in the situation.
Yeah.
And to really just own the choice that you make based on how does this align best with your relationship, with your, the values you're laying down for your family as you continue to grow it. You know, that's the space that you make the choice from, and own the choice and move forward powerfully from there and make it the best it can be with what you choose. So that's what beautiful. I would throw out there. And a really great way in the sense of supporting your partner to feel confident, to feel empowered, we have an awesome resource for you, totally free, an ebook that we put together. It's on our website now. It is a guide for home birth partners, real life lessons and advice from other partners' experiences. So how we mentioned having conversations with other home birth partners would be great. Well, the next best thing to that is reading other home birth partners' experiences. And that's what we have in this ebook. So it's a collection of home birth dads from our community, as well as Matthew answering some really great questions on the experience and on the process and some highlights. And like I said, there's advice, there's tips, and just to gain those different perspectives, you know, all coming from different kinds of birthing situations, different, you know, birthing partners and all that. So it's really fantastic. I'll drop a link to it in today's show notes. And then if you also just go to our website, diahpodcast.com, that main page under the downloads tab, you'll find it there.
Yeah. Got anything else, love?
I don't. That's a wrap for me, dude.
Cool. It was great.
Awesome.
Great conversation.
Thank you all so much. If you have follow-up questions, comments, feedback, please don't hesitate to reach out. Hello at DIAH podcast. If you are not a member of our Facebook group yet, please hop in there and say hi and connect with us there. That's a really great way for us to have real time, you know, dialogue and connection with you, especially when we're doing lives and things like that. Whereas here on the show, you know, it's us just talking to each other and we don't hear you guys right now. We don't know what you're saying or doing. So that's what's really beautiful about being able to connect in the Facebook space. So make sure you hop in there.
Yeah. And like you said, we're going to start doing a lot more in there.
Yes.
So you've been ramping it up
recently.
And then we're going to start doing even more consistent lives. And it's just trust us. It's about to be
fire.
Yeah.
As the cool kids say, fire. I am so not cool.
You got your momism real big today.
I cannot wait to continue to embarrass Maya with all this. All right, y'all.
What do they say in Mean Girls? You're a cool mom.
Oh, I'm not like other moms. I'm a cool mom. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's me for sure. Without the dog biting my nipples. But yeah, that's me. That's it.
All right.
Bye, everyone.
Peace.
Quick note about the Doing It at Home podcast. Matthew and I are not doctors or medical professionals, and nothing we say should be taken as medical advice or opinion. If you have medical or health-related questions, please take them to a trained professional. We're here simply to entertain you with stories and conversations about pregnancy, birth, and parenthood.
Does your father know you're listening to this podcast? Well, when you're done, why don't you stop by and check out a show that is 100% dad-approved. Dadages. Hi there, I'm Chad Higley. If you're looking for useful insights and practical advice you can actually apply to work, family, education, philanthropy, and just life in general, check out Dadages. That's Dadages, wherever you listen to your podcasts.